It's the Life Songs Morning Show, and joining us, very excited to have Tim Foreman of Switchfoot. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing great. Was super excited when I found out first that Unbroken was coming out. It's the Zamperini story, which is just an incredible story coming to film. But then that Switchfoot was involved with the movie, that you guys did a song, You Found Me, that's featured on the soundtrack. That's super cool. How did you guys even get plugged into that?
Yeah, I mean, we were excited as well. We got the call to write a song for the film, and Louis Zamperini's story is really impactful to us. We just couldn't say no. We were thrilled to be asked, and it felt like a huge honor and also a responsibility to do it well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The film is it's a great film. You know, most of us won't live a life worthy of having a film made about us. And here's a guy who it takes two films to really tell his story properly. And the second film, the one that's coming out today, tells the story what happens after the war. In the first film, you know, he's a hero on every level. He's an Olympic runner, shot down, survives at sea for 47 days, is captured by the Japanese in World War II and tortured for years, and somehow survives all of that and comes home. It's an incredible story, but not one that most of us can relate to, you know? So this is the story of him coming home and realizing that the battle, the true battle, is within. He's won all these incredible battles externally, but the battle within is raging worse than ever. And I think that's something we can all relate to, you know, that moment of surrendering to God and allowing the power of forgiveness to really impact our lives. That's one that is told really powerfully in this film. And so that's what we wanted to capture with the song You Found Me, you know, the idea that I was looking after this, I was chasing after this, but you found me. It was really what impacted us about Louis' story.
I have been a Switchfoot fan since I was a kid. One of the first CDs I ever bought was Legends of Gin. Still one of my favorites. Kim 6A probably was my ringtone for, I don't know, 2 years.
Wow, I love it. That's old school.
So I've been following you guys on social media for as long as there has been social media. And last week I was on Facebook and you guys posted a video going down a luge somewhere in Europe. How did that even happen? What was happening?
Yeah, that was a throwback post from the last time we were on tour in Europe, and that was in Switzerland, actually. If you ever get a chance to go to the Swiss Alps, everyone talks about them, but it's all true. They're amazing. Some genius had the idea of building a cement luge with wheels in the Swiss Alps, high up in the Alps, and it's amazing.
That's
gotta
awesome.
Do it.
You guys
put it on your bucket list.
It's on it. You guys have been on so many adventures as a band. You get, I guess, invitations into things that most of us mere mortals will never get to see. What's some of the coolest stuff that you've ever experienced in this journey? Because you guys have been at it for a while now.
I think when you're traveling as much as we have, people either go one of two directions. People either get really kind of cynical and jaded and they kind of stop appreciating the gift of what they've been given, or the other direction, which I think we have, which is just learning to dive into the opportunities that are handed to us daily, you know, the journey, the adventure. I feel like we're more childlike in many ways than we were when we started the band, you know, because I think we've really grown to embrace what's unique about getting to travel the world, you know, saying yes to the opportunities that come along. So that being said, we've had a lot of opportunities to do some pretty wild things, from jumping off cliffs in New Zealand, surfing big waves in shark-infested waters in South Africa, all sorts of things. I think maybe a highlight for me, I mean, surfing's always a highlight for us, you know, so I would put surfing in Fiji and in Bali near the top of my list.
I love that you guys are still passionate about surfing. I mean, sure, Switchfoot, the name even comes from a surfing move, but it's still a passion that you guys get to enjoy. And that's awesome.
Yeah, we're still kids about it, too. We get so excited about jumping in the ocean.
Even when they're sharks.
Even when they're sharks. I actually got to go diving with sharks on the East Coast about a month ago. It was a pretty remarkable experience. A big 8-10 foot reef sharks in the Bahamas. Unreal.
I did something similar. I went out and got sushi for dinner one night. That's that's my shark story. No.
Very similar.
We're talking to Tim Foreman of Switchfoot about Switchfoot's new song, You Found Me, featured on Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The movie comes out today. Look for it in local theaters. It looks incredible. Hey, Tim, thanks for taking some time to chat with us. I hope that you guys enjoy the rest of your rest period. And then when you start cranking out more new Switchfoot music, we'll be excited to hear it.
Right on. Great to talk to you, Josh.